I would choose you over and over again. Love, Sister Catherine. Oh, wow. That was so hot. I wish it was being written to me by my own brother. No, practically my sister. No, I'm just kidding. I wish that was for me, written by a friend, even a boyfriend, anybody at all. But quite unfortunately, nobody loves me. I am the only one who loves myself. I'm just kidding, because I know that you, that you're listening to this, loves me and just can't get enough of me. And that's why you are listening to this now. I know you love me. And if you want to show privately how much you love this girl, Catch, you can easily send me a voice note. Then I will take the note that out of billions and billions of people in the world, I have someone who cares for me. Going to be another section of a love vibe. You can have anyone, just anyone, to love you. It must not be a man that would say I love you. All that matters is you sharing the love to the world. Give it out as the way it is. So I'm just saying, picking up the next word, this is more like inspiration. Hey, beauties and handsome. Welcome to another segment of my podcast. I've missed you. If you are new to my podcast channel, you are very much welcome. As for my sweet listeners, thank you for always tuning in. My love for you will always remain forever. Yes, moving on with today's episode and topic. Today's topic is going to be a letter to my future wife. I am going to be reading from, today's letter from Quora, from one of the most eligible writer in Quora. So along the line, I am going to be telling you his name, then you can follow them on Quora and read more about their write-up. So without wasting much of a time, let's move on to it, baby. I can't wait to read it to you, because when I read it to myself, I wish I was the one they wrote the letter for. And I hope after this segment, you can also write me a letter if you love me. Yeah. You can write me a letter if you love me. Let's move on. So now we are going to be moving on to the section. So I'm going to be reading it right now. Okay, I'm going to be reading this letter to my future wife from Konye Wanyoga. So you can go to Quora and search Konye Wanyoga, Konye Wanyaga. Wanyoga. You can search for him on Quora. This post was made on the 21st of November. So let me read. So you can follow him on Quora. Now we are moving on with the right up. Dear future wife, dear future girlfriend, I promise that I will always love you for who you are. I will look past your flaws, imperfections, and insecurity, and I will accept you for who you are. Oh, that's so sweet. I wish I have someone who writes me this kind of stuff. I think I will be the most happiest person in the world. So let's continue. I will love you for them because you are you. So he's trying to tell the future wife that he will love her no matter the flaws she has for who she is. That's so romantic. That's so romantic. That's so romantic. I promise I will always make time for you. I promise I'll always make time for you, regardless if I'm busy or not. I will set aside everything. I promise. I'll always love you for them because you are you. I promise I will always make time for you, regardless if I'm busy or not. I will sit aside. I will sit aside everything just to hang out and take. I will set aside everything just to hang out and talk to you because you mean the absolute world to me. Oh. I will do it because you are my first priority. I promise you that I will always be there for you, through the good and the bad. I will never criticize or judge you. I will accept your past faults and mistakes, and I will never ask you to change because you're perfect just the way you are. I feel like crying. Please tell me not to cry. Not only do I want to be your boyfriend, I want to be your best friend. I want you to become not only do I want to be your boyfriend, I want to be your best friend. I want you to come to me and trust me with anything, everything. Oh, I want you to tell me your problems and vent to me. I will listen and give you the best advice I have. I will prove and show you how much you mean to me. Ah, that makes my heart away. This letter is sweeping me off my feet. I feel like it's for me. I will prove and show you how much you mean to me. I want to be the one that show you off and make you genuinely happy. Wow. I want to be the one that makes you laugh and smile every single day. Oh my God, this is so cute. I can't promise you a perfect relationship since there will be arguments, misunderstandings, obstacles and fights, but we will work them out as A team. Oh, this must be the most perfect man in the world. This is the kind of man I want. But unfortunately, there is no man like this. It's not possible for you to find this kind of a man. Let me stop interrupting. Let me continue reading. I promise you that whatever happens now or in the future, I will always have your best interest at heart. Somebody is leaving me cry. Oh. Can anybody love me like this? Is there anyone? Anybody? Is there anyone who can love me like this? Oh, is there anyone who can accept my flaws? Hell no. Is there anyone who can accept my flaws? Anyone out there? Hell no. Anyone out there? Hell no. Anyone out there? Hell no. There is nobody on earth who can accept everything that was written here. No one. I haven't seen such a person, and I'm not sure if I'm gonna meet with such a person till I die. Such person is not even in existence. What are we talking about? They are not in existence. Such person is not even in existence. So how are we supposed to find such person? So guys, I am going to leave this episode for you to talk about. You leave your answers in the comment section, or you can email them for me then. Let's see if there is anyone on earth who has these characteristics. And anyone who is willing to love me too. So if there is anyone who has these characteristics, if you have had this type of experience with a man, I would be so thrilled to hear your stories. You send your stories to our emails, or you can as well leave it in the comment section for everyone to see. But if you want me to read it out loud to the world, make videos for it and let people see. You can send it to my WhatsApp or join our WhatsApp group with this join our WhatsApp group with this number. You can send it to this WhatsApp number, then I will make a specific video for it for you. Letting the world that, yes, there is love. You've experienced it. Because as for me, no, it doesn't exist. Nothing like that. Because as for more, no, nothing like this. It doesn't exist. I haven't seen it. And I'm telling you, I disclaim it. If I can see a man that is as perfect as this, I am going to grab him, take him away or something. Like we can go to the moon together and spend the rest of our life there. I'm going to tie a rope next to him, not letting him go. So, leave your comment, or you can send us an email with this WhatsApp number, 3511-6081-22. I'm sorry, I have my nose is a little bit of, rushy. I'm cold, so you might be hearing some sound that I'm not supposed to come out. I'm sorry, it's nature. I try controlling it, but I can't. And I just need to make this video happen. And I just need to make this audio happen. So tell me what you think, because my thought is this. No man on earth that has this qualification. No one. I don't know. So let me leave the answers to you and stop nagging here, because my head is turning around to see if I have actually met. Hey, beauties and handsome, welcome to another segment of my podcast. I've missed you. If you are new to my podcast channel, you are very much welcome. As for my sweet listeners, thank you for always tuning in. My love for you will always remain forever. Yes, moving on with today's episode and topic. Today's topic is going to be a letter to my future wife. I am going to be reading from today's letter from Quora, from one of the most eligible writer in Quora. So along the line, I am going to be telling you his name, then you can follow them on Quora and read more about their write-up. So without wasting much of our time, let's move on to it, baby. I can't wait to read it to you, because when I read it to myself, I wish I was the one they wrote the letter for. And I hope after this segment, you can also write me a letter if you love me. Yeah. You can write me a letter if you love me. Let's move on. So now we are going to be moving on to the section. So I'm going to be reading it right now. Okay, I'm going to be reading this letter to my future wife from Konye Wanyoga. So you can go to Quora and search Konye Wanyoga, CONNIEWANYAGA, Wanyoga. You can search for him on Quora. This post was made on the 21st of November. So let me read. So you can follow him on Quora. Now we are moving on with the write up. Dear future wife, dear future girlfriend, I promise that I will always love you for who you are. I will look past your flaws, imperfections, and insecurity, and I will accept you for who you are. Aww, aww, That's so sweet. I wish I have someone who writes me this kind of stuff. I think I will be the most happiest person in the world. So let's continue. I will love you for them because you are you. So he's trying to tell the future wife that he will love her no matter the flaws she has for who she is. That's so romantic. That's so romantic. That's so romantic. I promise I will always make time for you. I promise I'll always make time for you, regardless if I'm busy or not. I will set aside everything. I promise. I'll always love you for them because you are you. I promise I will always make time for you, regardless if I'm busy or not. I will sit aside. I will sit aside everything just to hang out and take. I will set aside everything just to hang out and talk to you because you mean the absolute world to me. Oh. I will do it because you are my first priority. I promise you that I will always be there for you, through the good and the bad. I will never criticize or judge you. I will accept your past faults and mistakes, and I will never ask you to change because you're perfect just the way you are. I feel like crying. Please tell me not to cry. Not only do I want to be your boyfriend, I want to be your best friend. I want you to become not only do I want to be your boyfriend, I want to be your best friend. I want you to come to me and trust me with anything, everything. Oh, I want you to tell me your problems and vent to me. I will listen and give you the best advice I have. I will prove and show you how much you mean to me. Ah, that makes my heart away. This letter is sweeping me off my feet. I feel like it's for me. I will prove and show you how much you mean to me. I want to be the one that show you off and make you genuinely happy. Wow. I want to be the one that makes you laugh and smile every single day. Oh my God, this is so cute. I can't promise you a perfect relationship since there will be arguments, misunderstandings, obstacles, and fights, but we will work them out as a team. Oh, this must be the most perfect man in the world. This is the kind of man I want. But unfortunately, there is no man like this. It's not possible for you to find this kind of a man. Let me stop interrupting. Let me continue reading. I promise you that whatever happens now or in the future, I will always have your best interest at heart. Somebody is leaving me cry. Can anybody love me like this? Is there anyone? Anybody? Is there anyone who can love me like this? Oh, is there anyone who can accept my flaws? Hell no. Is there anyone who can accept my flaws? Anyone out there? How anyone out there? Hell no. Anyone out there? Hell no. There is nobody on earth who can accept everything that was written here. No one. I haven't seen such a person, and I'm not sure if I'm gonna meet with such person till I die. Such person is not even in existence. What are we talking about? They are not in existence. Such person is not even in existence. So how are we supposed to find such person? So guys, I am going to leave this episode for you to talk about. You leave your answers in the comment section, or you can email them for me then. Let's see if there is anyone on earth who has these characteristics. And anyone who is willing to love me too. So if there is anyone who has these characteristics, if you have had this type of experience with a man, I would be so thrilled to hear your stories. You send your stories to our emails, or you can as well leave it in the comment section for everyone to see. But if you want me to read it out loud to the world, make videos for it and let people see. You can send it to my WhatsApp or join our WhatsApp group with this number. You can send it to this WhatsApp number, then I will make a specific video for it for you. Let in the world that yes, there is love. You've experienced it. Because as for me, no, it doesn't exist. Nothing like that. Because as for more, no. Nothing like this. It doesn't exist. I haven't seen it. And I'm telling you, I disclaim it. If I can see a man that is as perfect as this, I am going to grab him, take him away or something. Like we can go to the moon together and spend the rest of our life there. I'm going to tie a rope next to him, not letting him go. So, leave your comment, or you can send us an email with this WhatsApp number, 3511 6081 22. I'm sorry, I have my nose is a little bit of, you know, rushy. I'm cold, so you might be hearing some sound that I'm not supposed to come out. I'm sorry, it's nature. I try controlling it, but I can't. And I just need to make this video happen, and I just need to make this audio happen. So tell me what you think, because my thought is this: no man on earth that has this qualification. No one. I don't know. So let me leave the answers to you and stop nagging here, because my head is turning around to see if I have actually met